Good morning, my beloved Bereans. Pastor Bruce here. It is Tuesday, March the 24th, 2020. I am sitting at my computer in my study at the church. It's very quiet here. I trust you're all doing well in your in-house quarantine and staying safe. These are certainly difficult days of uncertainty and concern because of the coronavirus. It was on Wednesday, March the 11th, 2020, that the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic, and within a week, life as we knew it came crashing to a halt. It has been amazing to me to see how quickly everything changed. Who would have thought that such a thing as we are now experiencing could ever have happened? But it has, and we all have had to adjust our normal routines. The world has shut down and closed, and that in a mere matter of days. Now, while everything is suspended, it's good to know that God is not suspended. He is not in self-isolation. God is still on the throne and keeping this old world together. Many churches have streamed services last Sunday. We don't have the capability to do that, and I'm sure many of you tuned in to those streaming services or watch the service on TV on Sunday. In the last few days, I've also seen many others who have taken to post videos on the internet to conduct a Bible study or just to try and encourage us. Now, while I'm not going to do a video, I don't do well in video, I thought I would record an audio message of encouragement and edification for you and put it on our church website that you might listen to it. So here we go. Perhaps you have seen this statement posted on Facebook. I'm not sure who originally posted it, but the name on the one I have is Bob Goler. I don't know who he is, but he wrote, quote, "In 3 short months, just like he did with the plagues of Egypt, God has taken away everything we worship. God said, you want to worship athletes? I will shut down the stadiums. You want to worship musicians? I will shut down civic centers. You want to worship actors? I will shut down theaters. You want to worship money? I will shut down the economy and collapse the stock market. You don't want to go to church and worship me? I will make it where you can't go to church." He then quotes 2 Chronicles 7:14, which says, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." He concludes with this word, "Maybe we don't need a vaccine. Maybe we need to take this time of isolation from the distractions of the world and have a personal revival where we focus on the only thing in the world that really matters, Jesus." Now, that's a pretty good analysis of recent events, don't you think? Our theme for Berean Baptist Church for 2020 is Perfect Vision, the Best to See, My Eyes on Christ in 2020. With our eyes on Christ in this time of suspension, we will have a proper focus on events and have a great hope for future days. In the days of King Jehoshaphat, the children of Moab and Ammon came to battle against Israel, a great multitude. Jehoshaphat called all Judah together and came before the temple to seek the Lord's help against this enemy. We read in 2 Chronicles 20, verses 5 to 12. "And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If, when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, and neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon thee. Notice a couple of things. Number one, in a time of trouble and evil, Jehoshaphat sought the Lord. That's a pretty good focus for us as well in these days. In time of trouble and evil and plague, is to seek the Lord. That ought to be our first place to go. Secondly, Jehoshaphat acknowledged the presence of the Lord God Jehovah and his power to hear and help. Trusted in the Lord that he would hear and help them. And thirdly, he confessed he did not know what to do. They had no might against this great enemy. But, he says, our eyes are upon thee. Jehoshaphat didn't know what to do, but he knew one who did and set his eyes upon the Lord. We too need to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ. He will hear our prayer, and I'm convinced he will help us in this time of need. A little later in the chapter, after God put his spirit upon Hahaziel, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, verse 14, the Lord gave this word to Jehoshaphat and all Judah. Here's what he said. Be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. That's in verse 15. And then in verse 17, the Lord says, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And so we too will trust the Lord to take care of us. We will do our due diligence and use common sense, but we will not fear nor panic nor cower before this plague that has taken the world hostage. Let us trust Christ always. Be encouraged and edified, Bereans. Take some time to be in the Word and take some time to read that whole chapter of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. It will be a blessing to you. So, till next time, I am your servant for Jesus' sake, Pastor Bruce. Bye for now.